Good day, friends, and a blessed Easter Monday to you. I'm glad you've joined us again today. I trust you had a wonderful Resurrection Day celebrating the risen Lord Jesus Christ. It was different indeed, as we were not gathered together in churches, but we still were gathered together in spirit and in heart around the Word of God and the truth that Jesus Christ is alive. Praise the Lord for that. Well, today we continue our study in the book of Philippians. So join me in prayer and let's ask the Lord to guide our thoughts as we look to His Word today. Dear Father, thank You so much for the Word of God. Thank You for the book of Philippians. Thank You that Jesus is alive, that the gospel is true. And we pray, Lord, that You will teach us by Your Spirit. We pray we'll be encouraged. Our hearts will be strengthened as we study the Word of God. May Your Spirit be our teacher. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, look with me at Philippians chapter 1. And let's start reading at verse 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the bishops and deacons. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel, from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. We've been looking here at characteristics of a spiritual leader's relationship with his flock. And here the Apostle Paul, the missionary founder of the church at Philippi, he's writing to them and he's expressing his appreciation to them, his love for them. We see some wonderful characteristics here. Last Thursday, we looked at the first one. This relationship of gratitude is one of the characteristics of a spiritual leader's relationship with his flock. Notice in verse 3, I thank my God. So the gratitude is to God. It's with remembrance, upon every remembrance of you. And it is for people. We should be grateful to God for the people that have given us the gospel and people to whom and with whom we have shared the gospel. And we should be prayerful for them. I encourage you to have a prayer journal, a prayer list, so that you can, in an organized manner, pray for people. Paul's relationship here was a relationship of gratitude. He gave thanks. And then it was, secondly, a relationship of prayerfulness in verses 4 and 5. And he says, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy. A relationship of prayerfulness. Notice he says, in every prayer of mine, making request, and he does so with joy. There is a special bond when God's people pray for each other. It seems to me it's kind of like this. Imagine a great throne in heaven in glory. The throne of grace. And here God's people come together in the name and power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here we pray for one another. We're meeting each other, as it were, at the throne of grace through the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. So here you're praying for someone. They may be on the other side of the world. They may be in your house. They may be in your city. Or they may be in a state far removed from you. But you're praying for them. And it's almost as if we meet together at the throne of grace. That is a blessing. And it's also a blessing when you run into those people. It might be years later, and you say to them, not in pride, but in humility, I've prayed for you. I can tell you, it has been such an encouragement to me when people have told me and do tell me, I pray for you, I pray for you. I am so thankful for the prayers of the people of God, aren't you? Let's be thankful today with joy. Let's have joy to God and rejoicing because of the privilege to pray for one another. And then he says, always in every prayer of mine, making requests with joy. Always. So this relationship of prayerfulness is with consistency. We need to be consistent in prayer. You know, someone has compared exercise, physical exercise, to spiritual exercise. And we can compare it something like this. To read the Word of God is like spiritual food. We need to eat food in order to stay alive. To pray is like spiritual breathing or physical breathing. And to be vibrant in our Christian lives, we need to pray. We need to have spiritual breathing. Because you're not going to live too long if you don't breathe. You're not going to live too long if you don't eat. And so we need to take in the Word of God. We need to breathe through prayer. And it is so vital for our spiritual existence and also for the blessing and existence of others that we pray and pray consistently. How foolish this would be for me to say, I had a good deep breath this morning, and I'm only going to take another one next week. That would be ridiculous. I would die. I have to breathe every moment. I have to breathe every day, hourly. So we need to pray consistently and pray for others. So he says here, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy. Verse 5, for your fellowship in the gospel. This relationship of prayerfulness was because of the fellowship in the gospel. And notice Paul says, from the first day until now. A couple of sessions ago of Bible Sunshine, we looked at that first day of the church at Philippi in Acts chapter 16. You can go back there and review that. I think Paul had wonderful memories of the conversion of Lydia, the conversion of the demon-possessed slave girl, the conversion of the Philippian jailer and his household. He remembered the beginning of the fellowship, the partnership in the gospel, and he gave thanks to God as he prayed for them. He had rejoicing in his heart that they had this partnership together. Fellowship is koinonia. It is partnership. It is sharing. And I tell you, this is a powerful sharing. When we have partnership with someone else in the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes people who are related by the blood of Jesus and the fellowship of the gospel are even closer than some that are related by physical blood. Because knowing Christ together gives us a wonderful sharing and partnership in the Lord. Someone said that fellowship is two fellows in one ship. That's a good little homey definition. But it's really more than two fellows. It's everyone who's named the name of Christ. We can have fellowship with them because we are connected through the cross work of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like you to turn with me in your Bible, and I hope you're following along in your Bible if you're able, not if you're driving, but if you're able to have your Bible before you or open up to your phone. Notice 1 Samuel chapter 12. 1 Samuel chapter 12, and notice these amazing words. 1 Samuel chapter 12, this is the prophet Samuel speaking here. And he says in chapter 12, verse 23, moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord. Now notice what follows. In ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things He has done for you. Notice what Samuel says to the people. God forbid that I would sin by ceasing to pray. Isn't that convicting? God forbid that we would sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray. Husbands, for our wives. Parents, for our children. Grandparents, for our grandchildren. Great-grandparents, for our great-grandchildren. Church members, for those in the body of Christ that we fellowship and worship with. God forbid that we would sin by forgetting to pray. The Apostle Paul was exemplary. He said here that he's praying for them always in every prayer. He's making requests. He's strongly crying out to God on their behalf, and he's doing it with joy. And it's based on the fellowship of the gospel. You see, when people believe the good news of the gospel, that Christ died, He was buried, and He rose again, when people believe that, they are then in fellowship, in partnership, in sharing with the blood of Jesus Christ, with the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. We have a powerful fellowship together. And because of that, we need to pray, to go to the throne of grace on behalf of one another. And Paul remembered that first day with joy. Well, there's something else about this spiritual leader's relationship with his flock. It's in verse 6. I just love this verse. Philippians 1:6. I hope you know this by heart. Being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. It is a relationship of confidence. Not only a relationship of gratitude, not only a relationship of prayerfulness, but a relationship of confidence. And in what is Paul confident? That He who has begun a good work in you will complete it. You know, I'm disappointed to say that I have many unfinished tasks. There are many things that I've started over the years that just was not able to finish. But you know, God is not like that. He finishes what He starts. And I am so thankful that when He started the good work of salvation in us, He will finish it. He will carry it through until the end. So Paul is talking to the Philippians, writing to them, praying for them. It's a relationship of confidence, confidence in the completion of salvation. When we trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we were declared righteous, we were justified, and God continues to work in us to make us holy in sanctification, He will bring it to the end, to our glorification, where we will be like the Lord Jesus Christ. And we will be forever with the Lord. He's going to carry it through to the end. He's going to finish it. Thank God Jesus finished His work. The writer to Hebrews says that the Lord Jesus Christ, He despised the shame, but He endured the cross. And He says, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He finished His work. He's the author and finisher, the author and completer of our faith. We can take great confidence, friend, that God who saved us will complete that work. That is His wonderful plan of salvation. Let us have confidence in the gospel of Jesus Christ today, and that as God is at work, He will bring His work to completion. Well, let's go to prayer today for people on the other side of the world, that is at least from New York, and let's lift them up to the Lord in prayer. India is on day 13 of our prayer calendar, and it is number 26 on the countries for persecution ranking. The other country is Indonesia, and it ranks number 48. Persecution takes place in both of these countries. And we are blessed at East End Baptist Church to support missionaries serving in India. And so let us pray for them, for their protection, and pray for the work of God. Join me in prayer. Father, we thank you so much today for the promises that when you have begun a good work in us, the work of salvation, you will bring it to completion. And dear Father, we pray for brothers and sisters in Christ in India and Indonesia. I pray, Lord, for those who are serving there as missionaries. I pray, Lord, that you will protect them. I pray that you will keep them. I pray that you will use them in a mighty way and give them great fruit. I pray, Father, that churches would be established. I pray, Lord, you'd provide training for pastors. Encourage their hearts. Give them Bibles. Give them materials to help them to know your word and your truth and the doctrines of the faith so that they can effectively teach and disciple others. Encourage your people in India and Indonesia. And our Father, we lift up to you those who are persecuted and pray for your enabling grace in their lives. And our Father, we pray for those who are sick with the coronavirus. We ask for healing. We ask, Lord, for an end to this pestilence. But Lord, we also pray for revival, that your people would be revived, that Lord, maybe in this period of time, they will read your word and pray more than ever, confess sin and get right with you. We pray, Lord, for a revival across this land, and that you will bless your word as it goes forth on every means. Use your word for your glory. We give you praise today, and we pray in the powerful and living name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, my friends. A blessed Easter Monday. Thank you for joining us on Bible Sunshine. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.